Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kev's Movie Corner. I am Kev, and this week we are talking about The Sound of Music. The Sound of Music came out in 1965. It's a Robert Weiss film based on the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical from 1959. It stars Julie Andrews and Christopher Plummer as the two main characters of Maria and Captain George Von Trapp. It is a musical, so if you're not a musical person, this is not going to be a movie for you. I am a musical person. I've always, for as long as I can remember, enjoyed musicals. This one has got a lot of iconic songs that you'll probably recognize in it. Of course, The Sound of Music is a pretty famous song. Do Re Mi, that's another song that most people learn in school when they're kids. I remember learning it when I was in elementary school in music class. Another song that you'll probably recognize on here is, it's generally I hear it around Christmas time, is My Favorite Things. So there are several very iconic songs that come out of this movie. Like I said, it's based on a Rodgers and Hammerstein musical from 1959, which is actually based loosely, very loosely, on an actual family and very loosely based on a true story from the 1920s. There is a lot of it is a very nice movie. There's a lot of course, singing because it's a musical. Yeah, duh. Plus, there is a big, pretty large love story that goes on throughout the movie. It's about a young woman who is originally trying to become a nun, going to be the basically nanny, kind of. It's, they call it a governess, but the nanny of seven children of Captain Von Trapp. Which she does. The children fall in love with her, even though they've had tons of governesses and keep playing tricks on them and running them away. And eventually, Maria, who is played by Julie Andrews, and the captain end up falling in love. And then, you know, he gets called to join the Nazis, and things ensue. So it is about a three-hour movie. Which is not, I mean, that's not terrible. It's not short by any means, but it's also not a movie that I kept waiting to end. Like I've said before, that a lot of things what I look at when I do a movie is how many times I look at the clock or how many times I look at how much longer there is left in the movie, and I didn't really do that with this. There are some slowish parts, but for the most part, it constantly moves forward, and it is a fun movie. There's a good story to it. Maria, the character played by Julie Andrews, ends up turning around the kind of harshness of the captain after he's lost his wife. And it's just an overall good movie. It is number 40 on the AFI's list, which is what I've been going through for a little over a year now, around a year now. 40, I do think it deserves to be on this list for sure. It is an iconic musical. Like I said, there's a lot of songs that people are going to know from this, even if they've never seen the musical. 40 is better than what it was originally. Again, this is the top 10, or the top 100 list, the 10-year anniversary of that. It was originally 55 on that list, so it did move up 15 spots over that 10-year period for what it was rated. Like I said, it is basically loosely based on a true story. Some of the names and people were changed around. The names of the kids and things were changed around to protect or cover the family. It came about after seeing a documentary film about the family. The musical came about after seeing a documentary film about the family. Some things to know or some interesting facts about this. According to IMDb, Christopher Plummer, it says Christopher Plummer intensely disliked working on this movie. And he called it he referred to it as the sound of mucus. Said working with Julie Andrews was like being hit over the head with a big Valentine's Day card every day. But they did, it says they did remain friends until he passed. Well, that's fun. I guess if you're not that type of, his character at the beginning kind of portrays that. That makes sense. Julie Andrews seems to be a very upbeat character, and she always plays a kind of happy, joyful person. I mean, the other big role that I remember her from, and I know I'm probably going to get screamed at from people if anybody is actually watching this, which I know you're not, but if anybody does actually watch this, I know the main other character that I know Julie Andrews from is Mary Poppins, because I am, of course, a Disney adult. If you've watched anything else on this channel, you would know that. So Mary Poppins, again, she's kind of a... In that, she's a little more quirky, but still kind of an upbeat person. And this is no different. This is a very upbeat film. She's very happy. She's, you know, singing all the time. It's a musical. So, yeah. So it is. But it is a very nice film. It's shot very. It's in a very beautiful setting. It's supposed to be in Austria. I don't know where it was actually filmed, because again, I've said this before, I'm not the best at doing this, so I didn't think to look that up, and I kind of forgot. But it is very beautiful setting, which Austria is supposedly a very beautiful country. I've never been, but it would be nice to visit. But it's just a lot of fun if you like musicals. If you don't, probably stay away. I know my dad doesn't care anything about musicals. He doesn't like, and I know a lot of people are this way, they don't like the whole idea of somebody just breaking into song all of a sudden, which that happens pretty often in this movie. Somebody just starts singing, and it can be a little awkward at times, but it's a good movie. It's a very good story, and even if you haven't ever seen this, or even ever, I mean, I'm sure you've heard of The Sound of Music, but even if you haven't ever seen this or ever heard of it, I'm sure you're going to know some of the songs in it. You will have heard them at some point in your life, because they are all very, very well known. But yeah, that's about all I got for you guys this week. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on Instagram, and I will talk to you guys next week. Oh, we gotta figure out what movie we're gonna watch next week. I don't know what movie we're gonna watch next week. Let's go with King Kong, the original King Kong. It's the next one on the list, number 41, King Kong from 1933. We'll go with that. So yeah, again, don't forget to like, subscribe, and I'll talk to you guys next week.